just a couple of the highlights there from this press conference. Well, we are in the middle, in the beginning of our news bulletin. Let's first start out with some news from the occupied territories. Palestinians have confronted Israeli forces who have been deployed to Khan al-Ahmar Bedouin village in the occupied West Bank. Palestinian media say a large number of Israeli forces accompanied by military bulldozers were deployed to Al-Ahmar village. They say that the arrests were made following the confrontation. Palestinians also report that Israeli settlers unleashed wastewater into the village early on Monday. They say the settlers did so to help the Israeli regime in its push to drive out the residents of the village. Israel has been seeking to destroy Khan al-Ahmar village for a long time now. The village hosts Bedouin Palestinians and is located between Jericho and Jerusalem al-Quds. Let's get more on this story from a correspondent, Mona Kandil, who joins us from occupied Ramallah. You know, tell us, of course, the recent developments regarding Khan al-Ahmar, which has been in the making, and at the same time, give us an idea of why this is significant, this village in particular, because many might not even know why and where it is.
Well, since the period that was given to the residents of Khan al-Ahmar to their village be destroyed by the Israeli military, and the Israeli forces were raiding this Bedouin village mainly on a daily basis. We are speaking about the residents of Khan al-Ahmar, as well as Palestinian local and international activists. They are remaining in the village of Khan al-Ahmar. Dozens of them sleep in the tents in Khan al-Ahmar in order to confront any attempt by the Israeli forces to demolish the homes and the tents and to erase the village of Khan al-Ahmar. This morning, the Jewish settlers from the illegal settlement of Kfar Adumim flooded the wastewater into the Khan al-Ahmar village in an attempt to, support the military and to force the people to leave the area by themselves. After that, Israeli soldiers accompanied by three army bulldozers raided Khan al-Ahmar and started to erect new roads around the Khan al-Ahmar village, with more troopers being their presence intensified. The main road adjacent to Khan al-Ahmar between the West Bank city of Jericho and Jerusalem al-Quds. We are speaking about a Bedouin Palestinian village, Khan al-Ahmar, that is located between Ma'ale Adumim and Kfar Adumim, these two illegal settlements. The Israelis claim that the Bedouins should leave the area because the main street is being used by the settlers, and the Israeli regime intends to relocate them to the city, to an area very close to the city of Abu Dis in the West Bank adjacent to Jerusalem al-Quds. However, the Bedouins insist that they will not leave this land. They have been living in the Khan al-Ahmar village in this land, particularly after the Israeli military forced them to leave their lands in the Negev in 1948. They moved to areas near Bethlehem, and since the 50s, they were living in these areas near Jericho, in this area between Jericho, Ariha, and Jerusalem al-Quds. We are speaking about five Palestinians wounded as the Israeli soldiers beaten up the protesters and the activists. According to activists there, one Palestinian was arrested in addition to three other international activists by the Israeli forces. They were detained.
This sounds like an operation that's going to be going on for a while. Is it supposed to end today, or are we going to see this continue?
Well, it seems that the Israeli military gave the residents of Khan al-Ahmar a notice that they have to leave the area by themselves. Up till the moment, the Israeli soldiers every couple of days storm and raid the Khan al-Ahmar village in the early hours, and then the activists and the residents think that the soldiers would be demolishing the Khan al-Ahmar village. They remain there for a couple of hours and they leave the area. So it's not clear when exactly would the Israeli forces be destroying Khan al-Ahmar. There is, of course, several EU countries urging the Israeli regime not to destroy Khan al-Ahmar, especially that the Palestinian Authority and the residents of Khan al-Ahmar have appealed to the International Criminal Court, as well as urged several EU states in order to force the Israelis not to destroy this Bedouin village.